Chair, may I help you?
Hi, could I get Park Foreman, please?
Sure, hold, please.
Thank you.
This is Park.
Hi, Mr. Foreman?
Yes.
My name's Jeffrey Hill. The reason I was calling you was because I was hoping you'd be able to tell me where you were when you took the video of the plane crashing into the towers on 9/11.
First of all, who are you again? What's your name?
Oh, my name's Jeffrey Hill.
And who are you with?
Nobody. I was just doing a little film for the anniversary of 9/11. And I had just run across like all the different videos on the internet. And I had seen yours. I was just wondering where it was you were when you took it.
Well, how did you get my name? I mean, my name and my phone number.
Oh, I just looked it up on the internet.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm on the internet?
Yeah, well, it has, like, on the one video that you took, it has, like, taken by Park Foreman and everything.
Oh, I'm just wondering, how did you get my number here, and then...
Oh, I just I typed your name in on the internet, and it just said you were at Group M, and it had the phone number.
How interesting. What is this? WTC? Yeah, host. I'm just curious, because how people find me, it's kind of... how people find me is very odd.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. How interesting.
Well, there's all kinds of stuff on the internet. Like, there's even a lot of stuff about people saying all the footage of the planes are fake and stuff like that.
Oh no, I was standing on top of a brownstone in Brooklyn Heights.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And do you have any more footage besides just that small little clip they showed on CNN? Or
I do, but I gave the tape, which is a digital 8, to CNN.
Oh, like you took it and gave it to them right away? Like, you weren't working for them or anything, were you?
No. Actually, I contacted them through my brother over the internet. He lives in Atlanta, so he got them on the phone because I couldn't get a phone line out, but I had internet access. He negotiated with them, and I tried to upload it to them over the internet. That took too long, so they sent someone by to pick the video up, and they have some kind of satellite uplink.
Oh, so someone came
and
back.
And I asked them for the tape back, but because I had some personal footage on it, too, you know, family pictures and stuff, and, you know, they didn't even respond to me, so I think it's just too much trouble.
Oh, so they just got someone to come and meet you somewhere and pick it up from you?
Yep. They actually had somebody that lived down the street from me.
And did you like, give it to them? Do they have all the rights to it now, or do you know, or?
They act as my agent.
Oh,
when people want the video, they have to buy it or whatever through CNN. And
oh, I see. So you have to do all that through CNN then?
Like, they have to contact CNN about it.
Okay, so if someone wanted to use the footage or something, it's up to them to say yes or no?
That's right. And you know, you tell them what you want to use it for, I guess. I've never actually been through the process, but I know that once or twice they've contacted me saying that such and such company wants to get a copy of the video for something, and they weren't sure if they should say yes or no. Most of the time they don't call me at all.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Did you look at the video before you gave it to them and stuff?
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
I transferred it to my PC and tried to upload it to them.
Did you see, like, any other planes in the background at the time? Because you could see, like, there's another plane flying in the background when the plane hit.
No, there were some helicopters buzzing around, but I didn't see anything in the background, no. My neighbor was standing right next to me, and we were just watching, and we were watching the fire. We didn't even know what it was at the time. And then my neighbor, you know, I'm looking through the camera lens, and he says, he goes, what the fuck is that? And I panned the camera to the left and picked up that plane.
Yeah, because you got the camera right on the plane, and a nice smooth view of it going in there. There's a lot of
light coming in.
Hmm.
He saw it coming in, and because I was looking through the camera lens, so I didn't have any peripheral vision, and he said, "What's that?" And so I just panned over and caught it. Pure luck.
Yeah. Are you aware of all the controversy about the videos and stuff that's going around on the internet?
I am not aware of that.
People are, like, saying, like, the way the planes went into the buildings and stuff is kind of like impossible.
Bullshit.
It's like they just kind of like melded into the steel, like went straight in. Like, and you can you even notice how like the nose is coming out the other side of the building.
Yep. One of the people that used the video for analysis was NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They did some research on it, and they determined the speed of the airplane and all that stuff. And like, I was standing right there. I saw it. I heard it. I felt it. It happened. There's no, I don't care what the controversy is. That's bullshit.
Did you see like the logo and every, like, could you tell that it was an American?
I could just see that it was a plane. I wasn't really thinking much about, you know, what airline is that.
Yeah, well, I guess, yeah, not at that time. Where, like, did you see the first plane go into, or?
No, I didn't. Actually, I was down in my apartment, and I was listening to the radio, and then the radio went to, you know, it went out. I was listening to National Public Radio, it went out, and I went to turn off the radio, and I looked out the window, and I saw the smoke, and then it occurred to me, well, I went up on the roof to look at it and said, wow, some idiot, he's, you know, smoking at his desk or something, started a fire in his office.
Yeah.
Up there, started videotaping it, you know, because there were little pieces of paper, and I had no idea the scale of it at that point. And then I realized later that the radio went out because their transmitter was there. And when the plane hit that building, it knocked out the transmitter.
Oh, yeah.
So.
That was on the first plane?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I just thank you very much for taking a few minutes to talk to me here.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
So if I wanted to use any footage or stuff like that, I'd have to contact CNN then?
Yes, you would.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Foreman. Have yourself a good day. Bye-bye.
Hey.